of mine. Tell me, where have you been?
Time now for Dear Meathead, brought to you by Signature Investigations Group.
My whole world is up here. Father,
let's bring him in right now.
Take me back to the day.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, son. How are you today?
Doing great, man. How's everything on the east side? You got any snow?
No, but we had quite a activity in here on our street.
Yeah, you were telling me that didn't a lightning strike happen like right next to your house or something?
Very close to the house. Very close. About a half hour later, all the powers went out in here. We haven't had power for about 3-4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Like right now? Like right now?
No. We got it back last night. But,
oh, my God.
The whole street was dark already.
Oh, geez. So, all right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we're ready to go with another round of Dear Meathead.
Okay.
The audience can call at 800-785-1073. We also have a number of emails, eric@ericzaneshow.com. We're going to start going over to St. Louis, Missouri, and a longtime listener of the show. His name is Mike, but he likes to go by the name the King of St. Louis. So let's bring in the King right now. King, you're on with my dad. Dad, say hi to Mike.
Hello, Mike. You are the King.
I am. Thank you.
You bet.
So I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I met this girl. We've been hanging out for about 5 weeks. She lives about an hour away from me. So every time we've met in between, kind of halfway. But last time we met, she called me. She said, why don't you come down, hang out with me, spend the night, blah, blah, blah. So I do that. She lives in a small one-bedroom apartment. For some reason, the only bathroom in her house is in her bedroom.
Oh,
well, things are getting hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel my stomach start to blow up.
Okay.
I got that bubble. Mm. Now, remind you, the bed is about 3 feet away from the bathroom door.
Okay, and you've got to go potty.
I weigh about 148 pounds. Mm-hmm. When I come out of the bathroom, I probably weighed about 120. And the look on her face was... I felt like a dog that had just gone to the bathroom on the floor, and, you know, my owner felt bad for me.
So what's your question, Mike?
Well, my question is, she said everything's okay, but she's really not contacting me as much as she used to.
Yeah, deal breaker.
And I guess, like, as Julius would put it, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Yeah.
You know, should she says it's no big deal, but she's acting like it is.
Yeah, Dad, maybe put some thoughts into this. What do you think's going on there? What advice, if any, do you have for Mike?
It really is an awkward situation. And unfortunately, that's all she has available. Now, I really don't know what you're going to be doing with this, because you're going to have to use that facility again and again.
Maybe.
Well, if you continue visiting
her. Yeah, well, that's what he's worried about. He's worried that he ruined the relationship because he's not smart enough to do a courtesy flush. So he just...
Absolutely correct. And then it really... You just don't have a solution other than not to meet each other in that facility.
If there is another time that you're able to meet, and that's what you're wondering about, right?
Right.
Okay.
If you're really...
Well, yeah, but that's where her bed is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This really is an awkward thing. It really is not going to resolve your situation at all.
Hey, Mike, in the future, you know, there's a how-to protocol book about when you're in that situation. And next time...
Just go outside, right?
No, as soon as that thing hits the water, you get rid of it. So you're limiting the airtime. And then
maybe I'll just have to have her come to my house next
time. Yeah, you're gonna have to, and no more like sitting in your filth and your feet are falling asleep.
Absolutely correct.
All right, guys, you have a good one.
All right, thank you, buddy.
All right, kind of ghetto ass place.
We have
an
echo in this near. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know either. 800-785-1073. You can email eric@ericzaneshow.com. Can I? Should I take this out of aux 1? Would that
take it out of aux 2?
Okay. Sorry about that, Dad.
All right.
Dad, say hi to Jeremy.
Hey, Mr. Jeremy, my buddy, how are you?
Hey, me and good to hear you, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's somebody talk. Burden of conversation.
Yeah, it's echoing really crazy in my phone, but I'll ask a question real quick.
What did you do?
And just hang up.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
I have children. I take them to a place to go play, and every time we go, it seems like there's this other lady there who kind of tries to boss the other all the children around, and all the parents have talked about it before. They don't necessarily like her bossing the kids around, so we were I guess all of us were wondering, how do we deal with somebody else trying to parent your children?
It's a simple solution. You just have to approach her intelligently, say, lady, you're doing this. This is a very, very aggravating situation. Now, you can go ahead and boss other children, but lay off of mine. However, that's not going to resolve the issue for everyone else that's in there.
Yeah, the situation.
You know, the situation is that you have to get together with the rest of the crowd and confront it with that, hey, take care of your own children. We'll boss our own kids.
I think it's kind of like
and be up front.
It's kind of like an operation situation.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy, thank you, buddy. 800-785-1073. You can email Eric at ericzaneshow.com. John in Holland. John, go ahead. You're on with Dad.
Hey, Meathead. How are you?
Not bad, John. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Hey, I got somewhat of a sensitive question for you. Hope you'll be able to help me.
Okay.
So, me and my wife both lost significant amount of weight. My wife lost about 50 pounds. And so, you know, she's looking really good, but a while ago, she kind of fell off the wagon of the diet we were on, and she started gaining a little bit back. And she told me the other day to tell her if she's starting to look heavy again.
Mm. Oh, God.
Well, hey, Meathead,
you said
how do I tell my wife that she's starting to look heavy again?
No, I think you just did.
Fat, fatty.
Well, do you know anything simpler than that? Just to approach directly and say, hey, you know, you're gaining your weight back?
So,
I mean,
say again?
Nothing significant about that. It's something you don't like. You see it happening. To help her, you got to tell her that, hey, you gained your weight back.
Yeah.
Fat.
I don't know.
I use the word fat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
ugly.
That sounds tough.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Yeah. That sounds tough. I don't know, man. I think, well, considering the fact that you just did tell her, maybe in the future after this one settles down, you just, I wouldn't say anything, but some people may. I mean, obviously, Dad thinks so, John.
Oh, you got to be upfront. Be straight. Let people know what goes on in your brain.
Okay. Hey, first,
move.
I got two things. First off, Ben, quit with the drop. Second off,
agenda there. Come on now.
Yeah, agenda operation. And what's the other thing, John?
She asked me to tell her.
Oh, okay.
So shouldn't that mean I should tell her?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. Yeah. It's kind of like...
How about this? I have an idea. How about you ask her if you're getting fat? Like, hey, have I been gaining a little bit of weight? And see what her reaction is.
Hey, I've been trying to get around the situation, prolonging the agony. Mm. Be straight and say what it is.
John,
if it's
going to
break up, it's going to break up.
Don't do it, John.
Just ask if you're...
John, that's why this is your second marriage.
That's the greatest thing in the world, to be straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You are getting fat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. That just sounds bad hearing you say it. All right, John.
I have an idea.
Okay. What, Julius, what's your idea?
Be like, hey, honey, I'm going to go for a run. Do you want to come with me?
Yes. That's not
You
that's
guys
not
are playing politics. Come on.
Yeah,
John, play politics.
Yeah, John, definitely play politics. Don't.
I think I'm going to stick with your guys' ideas.
Yeah, I think that's a good operation situation agenda.
Well, I didn't say I was perfect.
Okay, now, Dad, that's fine. Keep doing what you're doing. John, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, buddy, 800-785-1073. We go to Muskegon, and we bring in Jared. Dad, say hello to Jared.
Hello, Mr. Jared. How are you?
Man, what's going on, man? I got a question for you. So
lay it on
obviously,
me.
Obviously the the weather's kind of turned for the worst, and I was called off of work, and I was wondering, do I wrap up a few loose ends and take care of some responsibilities so I can have a little easier work life down the road, or do I just say, you know what, screw this, I'm going to the movies. What do I do?
Wow. He wants to know what to do today.
Here's the point. You go to the movies and come on back, the work is still there. So maybe you split that, do a little bit of it today, go to the movies, come back, do a little bit more. But you can't just put things off, you know, because they'll come back to bite you.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. That's what I need to hear, Nathan. I love you, man. Thank you.
Love you too, guy.
All right, Jared, thank you. 800-785-1073. Let's see here. Brittany writes in. This one just came in like minutes ago.
Okay.
We've been meaning to send these in for a while, she writes, but we can only listen on the podcast, so we keep forgetting. Hope you get these in time. Love you, Meathead, she writes, and she lives in Wisconsin. She writes, I normally season my fish with dill or garlic. Do you have suggestions on other seasonings to change it up? Dad, fish seasoning, what do you think?
Oh, boy. I wish my son-in-law was here. He's an adamant guy, and he really has a knowledge of fishing seasoning and all that.
And that operation.
I think as you're ready to cook it, season it right then and there.
Okay, any particular seasoning? Like
a little bit of garlic powder.
Okay,
there you go.
All right.
Just salt and pepper, and that's all should do it. Don't go through the crazy stuff that they got out there.
Okay.
Because it may not suit anyone else. Maybe it suits you. It won't suit someone else.
Now, Dad,
so make it simple, really.
Wasn't it true that when you were living in Iran, you would just like buy fish from the market hanging and then just eat it right there like you're eating a corn dog?
No. I don't know who gave you that information. We cooked the food.
Right. Okay, you did. All right. Sorry. I must have heard that from someone. It was probably on a TV show.
Some lame dude.
Yeah. Brittany writes this. She also says, I'm trying to plan my wedding for next year, Meathead. The average cost of a wedding is over $26,000, which is the cost of us buying four cars. It seems outrageous. What amount should we spend on our wedding, Meathead?
You know, the only money you should really spend is a simple wedding. I do not condone people that spend in $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 type of a situation just to please a bunch of rednecks that come up there and drink your beer and drink your booze and get half drunk and have a fight and get the hell out and go home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Use your own mentality. Have a little gathering in there. Have some of your friends over, not 100 people.
Yeah.
Feed them to do what?
Yeah. So, like, more low-key is what...
Well, absolutely. Take that money and put a down payment on a house.
Now, Dad, you've been through this three times. Of the three weddings you've been through, have any of them been big productions?
Not really. No. Yeah. In fact, when I married Joanne, we had about 15 of our friends in a regular local restaurant.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't recommend that everyone does that. This is a three-time marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. Kind of.
What joy do you get when you see 200 people? One third of them are drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't even remember the wedding the next day.
Hey, if Jackie gets married in Honduras and we get you a plane ticket, I mean, well, she's not engaged, but if Jackie goes to Honduras for a wedding, because if we would do it, we'd have to have two weddings, one in the States and one in Honduras. Would you go?
I would not go.
Why not? That would be so much fun.
I don't like to go to them South American people out there. No way. I want to spend my money in my country here.
It's
no way.
It's a trip, you idiot. Are you serious?
Oh, no, forget the trip. Those rednecks over there, are you kidding? I don't want no part of them.
Honduran rednecks.
Yeah.
All right, one more here. This is from Tom and everybody else.
I don't know if it's going to top that, but
everybody else who's sent emails, I will apologize. I'll get to them next week. We had a lot of calls, and that is that's good. That shows me that the segment's starting to get some real traction. Tom writes this, Dad.
It was a good session. I appreciate this one, really.
Mm-hmm. I know. I know you really enjoy it, and so do we. Tom writes this, Dad. Recently, Meathead, my wife was convinced to have us dog sit our friend's dog, for a week and a half. I'm a dog lover, but this old-ass beagle is the all-time worst, and apparently it's really grown to like me. It's imprinted on me like a duckling. It's peed on my carpet, it eats poop, and then tries to kiss me. It snores loud. And then he writes, it won't sleep in the crate that they provided. Now it's on my bed. And it barks slash howls anytime I appear to be leaving or getting home. I'm at my wit's end, and I want this 30-pound terror out of my house. Should I take a stand and kick this beast to the curb or put up with the damn thing and use this situation as future leverage against my wife? Please embellish. Tom and Jennison.
Listen, is this dog already in their home being taken care of?
Yes, sir.
You can't kick him to the curb.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You took the responsibility. First of all, you made a mistake saying yes. I hate to dog seat someone else. Yeah. Sit someone else that to go out there and have a good time. And I don't know what to do. The dog's habits are different with you than it is with the owner. Mm. You just got to tolerate it. Just hey, isolate him in a different room.
Yeah,
that's safe, or basement or something. Lock him up. And bite the bullet.
Yeah, that's rough. That's too bad. Hey, Dad, I'm
really
gonna,
is because hey, that's not a cool thing to do. Yeah, we'll take care of them, and then midway, you realize all of these things. Your friends really didn't tell you all of that.
Right. Yeah, there's no question.
The dog takes a dump in your room, and this and that. Are you interested in doing that? Are you kidding,
Dad? Dad, I'm going to buy you a dog.
No. I can buy my own dog.
You need a dog. You really do.
I am a dog.
All right, Dad. Well, once again, it's been another fantastic time for Dear Meathead.
Thank you. I enjoyed the conversation with all of your viewers, and hey, they're good people.
Yeah, well, they're listeners, but I know what you mean. Hey, tomorrow's 1 year that we've been on the air here.
Oh, congratulations. God, I wish I was by you. I'd celebrate something.
Yes. All right, Dad, thank you.
Hey, say hello to the crew. You got a great bunch of people out there, and you as well. Say hello to my honey, and your wife and the kids and all that.
Yep. Joanne, I love you very much.
She just split.
All right, Dad, I love you too. Tell her I said hi.
Talk with you later, guys.
Okay, guy. It's Situation Operation Agenda.
Hey.
All right, meet it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
guy. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dim. I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know I'm going to be like him. That was something.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the best ones.
Ben, do you have any questions for Dad? You want to ask him in one of these at some point?
I've asked questions to him before.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. It all runs together to me. I don't even know whether I'm coming or going.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.